Hello, Cinnabar Moss, or any kind of moth you'd like to be. Welcome to the Writer's Triangle, Cinnabar Moss podcast about all things publishing and books. Today we are here with Phoenix Blackwood, author of The Love That Binds Us. Phoenix, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks for asking. Are you feeling excited about the release of The Love That Binds Us?
Very much so. I'm excited for everyone to meet this cast and get a deeper understanding of the main character's voice and life.
Happy to hear that. So, The Love That Binds Us is your second book with us. Does this launch feel different than the launch for The Secrets That Kill Us?
It's slightly less nerve-wracking since I've already done the process once. I know what to expect this time around, and I look forward to seeing how people react to this book versus Secrets.
Okay, so with that, do you feel like you've done anything different now that you're more comfortable with the process, you're less nervous about it?
I'm hoping to be a little more vocal about this launch. As far as doing things different, I didn't really know what to do when Secrets came out, and after watching other authors get published recently, I have some ideas for promotional stuff.
Okay, so you're looking forward to being a bit more active in the launch process and to be more open about the fact that you have a book that's being published.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you got the different launch process, and it's the second book in the series. Was the writing process different from writing The Secrets That Kill Us than for The Love That Binds Us?
Love was a lot more straightforward than Secrets. For Secrets, I'd written the book over a really long period of time and took a lot of breaks. I didn't have a book deal until after I'd completed the manuscript. This time I was already signed for the trilogy, so it was my first time writing on a deadline. Working on a deadline was a bit more stressful, but I think it kept me goal-oriented and helped me complete the book in a reasonable amount of time.
Yeah, so it kept you more on track, but it did have that natural, I'm on a time limit crunch feeling.
Yeah.
Would you say that you enjoyed this process more or less? How did the process feel for you overall compared to Secrets?
I think I enjoyed it in different ways than I enjoyed writing Secrets. Love has a larger cast of characters, so it was quite fun to play around and see the new personalities shine. It also was very different writing from Alex's point of view since everything had been in Theo's for so long.
And so you got to explore that new perspective a bit more, as well as some of the new characters and the ex kind of expanded cast, so to speak.
Yeah.
Do you feel that this process of doing the from book one to book two and the different ways that you went about them that you've changed personally as a writer, as an author?
I think I'm always changing as an author with everything that I read and write. I definitely pick up things from authors I really admire that stick with me, whether it's phrases, concepts, or storytelling tactics. Whenever I write a new piece, I tend to pick out things I really like about it while acknowledging the things that don't work as well. My pantser nature means a lot of my writing just flows as I work, so I'm not always sure what will end up on the page, but it's definitely influenced by these things.
Okay. Would you say that you had some influences and inspirations that influenced Love That Binds Us?
I think Adam Silvera's work kind of influenced me a lot when I was writing it because that's when I kind of discovered his work.
Okay. Who is that? Adam Silveras?
Silvera.
A
He
severe.
wrote.
Go ahead, sorry.
You're good. He wrote The First to Die at the End.
What inspiration or did you find from that work, if you don't mind me asking?
It was a lot of just showing how characters can be human and how their lives influence each other and things like that.
Yeah, so you took that and you took inspiration for the way that he went about writing those connections.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense to me. I do think that that's one of the more important stories, especially with Love That Finds Us and The Secrets That Kill Us. Both these books are very much about the connection between people and their experiences. Going through the process this time around with The Love That Binds Us, was there anything that was surprising for you during the experience?
Alex really surprised me with how strong she is. She always kind of played Theo's sidekick in my mind. Having a whole book focused on her life brought out her strength and perseverance. She's a force of nature when it comes to things that she really cares about.
So the surprise for you was kind of discovering more about Alex as you dove deeper into the character while writing the book.
Yeah.
With that process of exploring Alex more and exploring these new characters and kind of expanding on that story, do you feel that you've grown more confident as a writer compared to when you were writing Secrets?
I think I'm always going to carry a little bit of imposter syndrome because of the way my brain works, but I definitely find it easier to get into the voices of different characters. I have more experience that translates into a more consistent style of writing.
And with that experience, do you think that that's something that you're going to focus on in your future works as well, with having perhaps more expanded casts more often, or are you just going to write what comes naturally and not really worry about that?
I feel like I'll probably stick to relatively small casts for most of it because I really like writing intimate scenes where it's very personal. But I'll definitely add in like some bigger ones with more characters in it.
Yeah, so you're going to enjoy that flexibility, but it's not a focus for you.
Yeah.
Sense. And so with the Love That Binds Us coming out, that's an exciting thing. I know they're excited. I'm excited. Who in your family would you say is most excited about its release?
My mom is definitely the most excited for Love. She read Secrets in 2 days.
Oh, wow. Have you shared any teasers with your mother for The Love That Binds Us, or have you kept it completely hush-hush?
I haven't really shared anything from it.
Okay. So that'll be something that she can look forward to getting the full experience of once it's finally released. Now, with the second book coming out, and you now have two works that are going to be published, does that make you feel a little bit more like you can identify as an author? Does it push back against that imposter syndrome a bit?
I feel like the imposter syndrome still there, but it helps with it. I don't feel as different as I thought I would once I had a book published. I'm still kind of just me. I think part of me has a hard time acknowledging success, but the other part of me sees what a difference this trilogy could make in some people's lives. After getting into Queer Lit, I know seeing myself on the page has made a huge difference for me. I'm proud to be someone that can write these stories for other people.
Hmm. So the imposter syndrome's there, but you also have this pride that you take forward saying that you're doing something that's going to help people connect and feel more grounded in the world.
Yeah.
I think that's a wonderful like focus and goal to have when it comes to writing. And I do think having read both of these works, that they do have an important place in representing and covering something that is underrepresented, even within the queer space, I feel. Do you feel kind of the same way about the representation, or how do you feel about it?
Yeah, I feel kind of the same way, especially with Love. There's the intersex representation, which I've found very difficult to find in any kind of media. So I'm hoping that that will shine through for some people.
Yeah, hopefully there will be more people who can connect with that, and also have it might help to push some people who are wondering if they can feel okay with writing these stories, if it'll even, you know, find traction, that they can see, okay, I can be published exploring these topics and representing intersex people in my stories.
Yeah.
And so, going back to The Secrets That Kill Us, what are some major milestones that it achieved that you hope that The Love That Binds Us achieves or even surpasses?
Secrets currently has 3 5-star reviews. It's been a bit of trouble to garner up reviews on it, but all the ones I've gotten have been overwhelmingly positive, and I'm glad I could touch people with Theo's story. I'm hoping that Alex's will bring in even more reviews, and that it makes the difference for people that I hope for.
I think that's a wonderful thing to hope for, is that connection and bond with readers. And I think that's something that will happen. I feel confident, having experienced both the books, that they have people that they'll connect to. I feel connected to the story, even though I'm not part of the community. Even to see it and experience it was very moving for me personally. So, looking ahead, do you have any plans for what you're going to do next, now that The Love That Binds Us is coming out?
I'm already 6 chapters deep into book 3. Book 3 is about Jeremy, the third person in Theo's crew, and I think it brings back a lot of the raw emotion that's in Secrets. While it's been difficult to write at times, I know this book will bring the trilogy to a fitting end.
Okay, so you're already well on your way to your next project then.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome. So with having written, you know, The Secrets That Kill Us and having people read it, are you aware of the fan base for it?
I've mostly only seen reactions from family and friends, but they've all been very encouraging. I'm so happy that my book is able to make an impact on people.
And so with that, do you feel that any sort of pressure or anything when it comes to having a fan base or having readers who are connecting with your stories and your writing?
I think it's great to have people's encouragement and positive reviews. I love to know that I'm reaching people with a story that's so close to me. At the same time, it does add pressure for me to make my book the best it can be. I think it's a good kind of pressure.
So overall, it's a positive experience, and you're looking forward to being able to put out more for people to enjoy and connect with.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And so going into The Love That Binds Us, it's soon to be released. And is there any specific character that you're most excited for your readers to meet and experience?
Aside from the cast that we've already met, I think I'm the most excited for Harriet. She's the glue that holds a community together and makes people feel safe and accepted in a school where there's a lot of homophobia and transphobia.
Yeah, so the character that's able to create a safe space in the story.
Exactly.
Mm. Do you personally have a favorite character in The Love That Binds Us?
I think Theo is always going to be my favorite. It's like we share an unbreakable bond just with the impact that their story made on me as I was growing up. Theo's been my main character since the very beginning, and I think they're always going to be that way in my mind.
So even as you explore these other characters, in the back of your head, there's always going to be that Theo's the one type of feeling for you.
Yeah.
And with the series, have you been including any Easter eggs or surprises for potential fans to experience with the writing?
There's no Easter eggs that I can remember putting in, but there's definitely some serious foreshadowing about book three sprinkled throughout Love.
Yeah, so there are some things that fans might be able to catch and be like, hey, wait a minute, once they get into book three.
Yeah.
So what do you think your readers and fans will enjoy most? What do you hope that they'll enjoy most about The Love That Binds Us?
I think people will love Alex's unbreakable spirit and willpower, her determination to do the right thing even when other people won't. She truly is a special person and deserves all the love that Theo gives her.
I think that's a wonderful bond to appreciate and enjoy. With writing The Love That Binds Us and being aware that there are people who are reading it who are enjoying it, do you feel that you write with those readers in mind, or is the focus more for you and just exploring the characters and exploring the story?
The focus is definitely on what the story needed. I want people to be able to see themselves in my characters, but I don't want to change the characters to make them fit what people think they should be. Their entire purpose is to show that imperfect people deserve love and acceptance.
That's a wonderful message. And so for you, when it comes down to no matter what, the reason that fans would connect, you hope, is that because they're connecting with the characters, and so you want to keep it as true to the characters as possible.
Yeah.
I think that's a good mindset for it, because I do think that it can be easy sometimes to get lost in trying to appeal to people, but keeping true to the heart of things is, you know, it's the life of the story. For lack of better phrasing. I want to go a little bit back and talk about with the character development. You mentioned that you've been exploring these characters kind of as you write them. You've learned more and more about them. What is that process like for you of kind of discovering in the writing process?
It can be really fun. It's the way that I write, I tend to just sit down and start writing from wherever I left off. So I don't really know what's going to happen or like what comes into my head as I go through writing. So it's always a surprise to me. It's kind of like I'm reading a book as I'm writing it.
Okay, so for you, it's a very living in the moment experience as you go through the process of writing.
Yeah.
Would you say that process is very comfortable for you as you're going through it, or can it be challenging at times?
I think it can be a little challenging sometimes because I have a very hard time putting together synopsis and things like that. They tend to take me a really long time to do. But when it comes to writing the actual meat of the book, I really like the way it works.
Okay, so for you, the actual writing process is good, but then afterwards you go, how do I summarize this experience that I personally had writing this book?
Yeah.
I can imagine that would be difficult. I know that when I wrote my book, it was very difficult as well to kind of figure out, how do I summarize this? There's so much to it, and there's so much I didn't even explore. Do you have that experience that there's so much I didn't even get to explore in the writing, or you wish that there was more space or more time?
Sometimes I'll think of things after I send the book in, and I wish that I could add them in, but I'll put similar scenes or something like that in the one that I'm still working on. I don't know how that'll work once the trilogy is finished, though.
Okay, so you do sometimes go back and go, oh, I wish I could have done that. But while you're writing, you don't really have that sensation of needing to cut things off.
No.
Okay. I think that's awesome. And being able to fully explore things and have that be kind of organic. Because I know that some people struggle with that writing process of getting from point A to point B.
Definitely.
So I know that I'm very excited about the release of The Love That Binds Us. And I know that your fans are as well. Is there any message you'd like to give to your potential listeners or fans right now about The Love That Binds Us or the trilogy as a whole, or just from you to them?
Just be who you are and let yourself find people that enjoy that about you.
I think that's a wonderful message of self-acceptance and also finding acceptance in the people around you. I'd like to thank you, Phoenix, for talking with me today and being on the Writer's Triangle.
You're welcome.
And thank you to all of our beautiful moms for listening. Be sure to buy The Love That Binds Us, coming out April 4th, 2023. Phoenix, can you tell everybody where they can find you, social media and such?
You can find me at Nyx Blackwood on Twitter. That's the only social media I have right now.
Okay. And for everybody listening, be sure to visit cinnabarmoth.com, where you can check out the transcripts, and we'll have the link to Phoenix's social media. Phoenix, thank you for talking to me today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. It's been with you, too.
And bye-bye.